your Truth in Media moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I had a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun. Permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent. Although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate. And your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press. And you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave, "Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave?" God bless you, and God bless this republic.
A republic if you can keep it.
There still are brave. There's lots of brave people around. I think the problem is people don't know what to do. They don't know how to mobilize, what exactly they can do. They tried in 2009 with the Tea Party and Ron Paul, the original revolution. Not, well, actually, Revolution 2.0 before Sean made it 3.0. I think people are just frustrated, burned out, and don't know what to do next.
Well, I know what we got to do. We got to keep keeping on.
One day at a time. You know, I was telling you off air before we came on air that at this point in my life, more than any other point in my life, I literally am taking it one day at a time, because this is a time of uncertainty, not just for us personally, but professionally, our families, and the world. And I think unless you have that perspective of living in the moment, planning for the future, but not projecting out too far, because the further you project out, I think that instills fear.
Well,
that would be my Oprah moment.
You do a Christian show someplace else.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. Deeds without... What was that Holly Bibble thing there?
Faith without works is dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but they'll tell you, just clasp your hands and pray to Jesus. He's in control.
And listen to that guy's speech and give us some money so we can build another building for the children.
Right.
If you you want to go down the cynical rabbit hole when it comes to religion, I've got you beat. I'm already in the fast lane.
No, we'll leave that for another day.
Yeah. I love God. I hate religion. I'll leave it at that.
Well, and, you know, we had to have a decoupling, that you had to end up hating God or not believe in him. And I told you before that that had to take place, because heretofore people in this country were smart enough to leave it alone, because the fruit that it bore, you didn't want to put that bad apple and spoil that bushel. You didn't want to do it because you enjoyed the benefit of people working with each other honestly, or at least trying to.
You know, it almost seems like it's basic human nature that when something works, someone somewhere down the road tries to improve it. And, you know, it was pretty darn good the way it was. You don't take a document like that and improve upon it, because I believe it was God-inspired. And then this, you know, this nation, this Constitution, the Bill of Rights, there had to be some divine providence involved because it worked so well. Don't screw with it.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking.
And people had that sense, and they left it alone. But now, the agenda's full tilt on.
You know, we were also talking by the coffee machine about when we were younger, we got pulled over for a couple of offenses, potential offenses, and how different, and again, I'm not trying to make a blanket statement, but I think it's the mindset of this culture, how different the police were back then. They were like, all right, you know, come on, smarten up.
Yeah.
Whereas today...
And
really what's happening is that if the military were to come on the streets of Round Rock tomorrow, the people would freak out. And so what you do is serendipitously, you know, you just militarize the police.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your front line. And that's what we have today. But the culture is so different today than it was back then. It was, all right, you're just young and stupid. Now it's up against the wall.
Full on, you're cuffed, you're going to jail. You know, it's funny you should say that. I just watched... I was coming back from the bank, and we finished out our meeting. And there's a guy that's getting cuffed by Round Rock's finest. What was his big, you know, they didn't have two or three cars there pulling up the seats and the carpets, you know, trying to get something else to hang on the guy. His paperwork, I would make an educated guess, and I would say that it's probably 95% correct. His paperwork wasn't in order. Have you ever wondered for a civil infraction why that's a jailable offense? A civil infraction? It isn't like you ran somebody's kid over. It isn't like you were drunk out of your mind driving down the main street of town sideways. You didn't harm anybody. Your paperwork wasn't in order.
You know, I said this on my show this morning. I said, you know, whether you're a Christian or not, for a moment, put that to aside. I want you to realize that when you wake up in the morning, you're not a human being, you're a customer. And that's what you are. When you drive around the streets of Round Rock anywhere, realize that when the police are following you, and there's a lot of great men and women in the police force, but they're being told by their superiors that we are customers. It's not about infractions. It's not about keeping the peace. And there are a lot of good men and women out there who do just that. But I am convinced they are being told those are not convicts. Those are customers. And I used to tell the guys in prison that listen to my show, realize, first and foremost, you are a customer. You are the reason the guards are there. You are the reason the prisons are there. And if you keep screwing up, guess what? They keep their job. And if you don't screw up, they're going to find something to make you screw up, even if it isn't a screw up.
You mean the guys in the box behind the physical bars? But we're all in a prison out here.
Exactly. We're all in the matrix.
Yeah.
You're in the matrix. You don't own your property. You're a customer.
You know, if people look at republicbroadcasting.org, I put a banner up there. It's in the rotating, the slider, as it's called. $1 a day equals RBN equals good to the last word. And I kind of did a ripoff of Maxwell House, good to the last drop. For the cost of a cup of coffee, not even the cost of a cup of coffee, we're asking people in the future to set aside for less than a cup of coffee, cost of a cup of coffee per day. Is this programming on this network worth it to you?
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Alrighty. Yeah, take a look at the website. Cup of coffee sitting there steaming. $1 a day equals RBN. Equals good to the last word. Rip off of good to the last drop.
You know, here's the problem we have here. If you're Clear Channel, they're too big to fail. They're $21 billion in debt.
Yeah.
And so because they're too big to fail, what they'll do is they'll have layoffs. And I see this happening 3-4 times a year. And that satisfies the shareholders, which satisfies the banks, which allows them to extend out their credit. We don't have that, and I don't even want to call it luxury, we don't have that trap here. We don't go into $21 billion worth of debt. We subsist, it's almost like manna, it's day-to-day existence. So this paradigm, this business model, is the way that America used to run. Not on debt, but as it comes in, you spend it.
Pay as you play.
And, you know, you and I were also talking off air, you know, I like pulling back the curtain, about how this message that you have on this network is about to resonate. And the reason it is because everything's about to change, and people just don't see it. Because there's going to come a day when you're going to tune in the Hannity or Rush and go, how come you didn't tell me about the treasury bonds? How come you didn't tell me about the deal with the Russians and the Chinese? How come you didn't tell me about the decoupling of the dollar?
And why are you still talking politics?
Why are you still talking about Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Listen, Hillary Clinton is irrelevant. Bush is irrelevant. Obama is irrelevant. They're all irrelevant. The people that are running the world are the banks. The banks run the world. The Federal Reserve, the IMF, and the ones that make the decisions behind the curtain. The Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission, the Illuminati, this spirit that permeates the earth, these people that are running the earth are insane. And they're the ones that are driving the bus into the wall. And they, Clear Channel, Rush, Hannity, are not telling you the truth. We're telling you what we think is the truth. Are we right all the time? No, but we sure hit the target a lot more than they are. But we don't have the luxury of going out and securing $21 billion worth of debt, kicking the can down the road like the too big to fail banks. We're running this thing on a shoestring.
Yeah.
And so we're not blowing smoke and mirrors in your ears. We're telling you exactly what's going on, and that's why we're saying, hey, is it worth a cup of coffee a day? If you think it is, then help. Give us a hand.
Well, and for right now, I mean, we're doing a little mini pledge drive because And the reason why you're here, the reason why you're here is because of your 30 years experience in broadcasting. And we're making some future plans here that will be implemented. And it's the same with anything else out there. Business is down, advertising's down. And we have watched our purse very, very closely. We know what's going on. Well, obviously, we know what's going on because you know what's going on, and we have adjusted accordingly. We don't have yachts. We don't have mansions. I've never done this for the idea of making money, okay? Never have. I could have kicked myself for not going out and buying a franchise 4 or 5 years ago with my friend and doing a Papa Murphy's to, you know, make that help supplant the bills on this network. But neither here nor there. We're doing a mini pledge drive. We got to catch up with a few bills here until we implement those things.
You know, my business model is my personal life, I'm debt free. And that's the way this network is running. It's running debt free, but we are, you know, it's day to day. We're not like Clear Channel. We cannot kick the can down the road with this.
Yeah. Well, we're not debt-free. If I was debt-free, I wouldn't be doing a pledge drive.
Well, there's debt-free, and then there's
behind
bills.
Behind the bills. Behind the eight ball. Well, and we're adding the Android apps. The iPod app will be coming up. We're going to do everything to maximize. I'm going to bring back the guy that used to do the Facebook for us. And I know Facebook folks. But there's a lot of friends that are invited in to the people that do know, and they get turned on to information and this network. So we're going to use everything out there. We're going to use LinkedIn. We're going to use everything out there. We're going to maximize the effort. We had not had the personnel to do this before. Don, you're here. How much are you getting paid?
I haven't been paid yet. When am I getting paid?
When your unemployment runs out, and that's about in 6 weeks. If we're still on.
Why is he shaking his head?
What?
Well, if I sell my condo, maybe I'll
maybe you'll what?
I was going to say. I was going to say maybe I'll become a big investor in the network, but I want to see where this goes.
No, you put it to me this way: if I will you buy my condo and I'll take the money and invest it in the network? And I went, For a second, I thought, well, that sounds like a pretty good. Hey, wait a minute.
It was a one-time offer. Let me tell you what happened. I got a text from Timothy Geithner, and he suggested I make this offer to you. But he said, because you're one of those conspiracy theorists, you would react this way, and Geithner was right.
Yeah.
Geithner's right.
Yeah.
Paulson's right.
Yeah.
They're all right.
Yeah.
And you're wrong. And this is where I think we're going to just have to agree to disagree.
Yeah. They're all right, and we're all wrong. Yeah. Well, you see, and what I'm trying to do is stay a little bit ahead of the curve so that monthly bill, we're three-quarters of the way into this month, and I cannot roll into next month with a new cycle coming around.
You know, with radio, they can tell.
So I was just getting ready to segue into, here's a number you can call.
Give the number.
Oh, okay. If you click on that rotating banner, timing is everything. If you click on that rotating banner, and you'll see the little coffee cup, dollar a day equals RBN equals good to the last word. And it'll take you to a page to mail your donation in. There's our address. Oh, you're listening on an Android? Can you copy? You're driving down the road? Well, take a chance. Writing's a little bit different than texting. Just simply address it, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive. Okay, grab the pen that writes. Okay, here it is. RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can click there and go to the donate page, or you can call us. You know, we did that little, hey, pick up the phone, $50 yesterday. That was it. Will $50 buy you a cup of coffee in the future? Probably not. Coffee has increased threefold in the last month or 2 months.
Yeah, they've got a mold issue.
Mold, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we might have to redo that.
Well, the other part, you know, and this is my selfish point of view on this, I would like to sit down with you and have a conversation about programming without having to talk about money, because I know it's been first and foremost on your mind
for
the last week.
I'm a happy guy when the bills are paid. That's when
I
get creative.
I want to see that.
Well, I want to implement the ideas you're bringing to the table.
I know.
We're going to be one of the last Mohicans there just about the time that everybody decides that, oh, man, what the heck just ran over me? What just happened? There's going to be a slew of people coming
our
way.
There's a moment coming when they're going to gravitate to this network in mass, and the network has to be here. And the problem is we got to pay the bills from last month.
Is that it?
Did I sum it up?
Well, you didn't sum. I haven't paid any of my personal bills. You asked me that today. You said, well, have you?
Is that why you asked me if I had a two-bedroom condo or a one-bedroom?
Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Howdy, John and Don.
Hi.
Hey, Fred.
I think people that know my voice more or less know where I'm coming from. Don said a whole mouthful, and I agree. I hate religion, but I love God. Mm-hmm. Now, when you consider how we're all being brainwashed and dumbed down and mind controlled, well, my golly, realize this. Our churches are done the same way. They're so propagandized, and Christians today are so dang ignorant. You know, I would sound like I'm...
Hang on one second. We'll be right back.
I'm here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
With the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace.
We are back, the scars of the marketplace. Fred, we got interrupted by a commercial.
Yeah, John. You know, my strong contention and belief is that the Protestant churches are so dumbed down and ignorant, the people, that they don't know the Bible. They're not taught the Bible.
Yeah.
They're taught by ignorant pastors. And some of these pastors have an agenda. When we're saying that, I'm going to tee off a lot of Christians. And I am not anti-Christian.
Yeah.
But you have to take that in consideration. Remember how I made the comment? I know you probably remember. You know, Bible thumpers irritate me to no end. Christians do not.
That's because they're carrying more sin than you are, and you've got to do this. They're trying to cover themselves.
Yeah,
it's almost maniacal. It's such a turnoff.
It is. But, you know, my drive, my interest is to wake up as many people as I can.
Yep.
But I am more motivated to wake up Christians and help them. And I know about the future. I mean, I would sound like a prophet and all this stuff. It isn't easy to, it isn't hard to prophesy the future. Hell, it's written down. But, you know, not to parrot your words, John, but we got to keep on keeping on. Don't stand with unsettling on your hands and woe me and all this. Do something. Keep on keeping on.
Well,
and I've yapped on enough unless you want to ask me a question.
No, we're good. I appreciate it, Fred. Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Yeah, and we are going to keep keeping on. And we have had to continually tweak and make adjustments and do what we have done. Our 10th anniversary is coming up in, 3 weeks. We'll be on the air continually for 10 years. Through thick and thin, through attacks on the network, through whacks and hacks and attacks and bad economy and everything thrown in on top. We are still here.
You've been going against the tide for 10 years.
Brother, have I ever. My arms are getting tired.
You know, and when you get back to what he was saying, Jesus was really crucified because he wrecked the business model. The Pharisees and the Sadducees essentially said, you know, they're following him.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here in my flowing robe, and they're following him. If we don't kill him, he's going to destroy our business. The Romans are going to come in and overtake this city. This network is saying, look, this is what we think is the truth. And the message we're giving you, you're not hearing anywhere else. And if you believe in this message, every once in a while, like today, we could use a little help.
Yeah. 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. That's the toll-free number. Call us today, now.
I got an update for you on the situation in Russia. We were talking earlier about the deal.
Yeah.
The deal did not go through. The cornerstone of the plan, and again, we're talking about Russia, Putin, and the leader of China meeting today in Shanghai to discuss Russia's state-owned energy giant. They were going to pump billions of cubic tons of natural gas to China, and the exchange would be between the ruble and the renminbi, which is China's currency. The deal, it fell through today only because they couldn't agree on the price of the gas. That, to me, is not a dead deal. It's a real estate contract, and now they're negotiating with the inspection is the way I look at it.
But
they'll come to an agreement on the price.
But you watch what happens here. You watch what happens. You're going to see the United States kind of back off Ukraine a little bit. You watch. You watch what happens.
And that's part of the reason they're focusing on China. In many ways, this administration is so schizophrenic, they don't know what to focus on right now.
David in Boston. Hello, David.
Oh, hello, John, and hello, Don.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, I was kind of nodding off when General Salenti was on. I have to sleep a little bit here and there, catch a few cat winks. But, hey, you know what I call General Salenti, you guys? I call him the Joe Pesci of Patriot Radio.
Are you looking at me? You talking to me? Hey, you nobody else you're talking to. What do you say, I'm a clown?
That's Robert De Niro, though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He's got the energy. He's got the energy.
Yeah, Joe Pesci plays with Robert De Niro in Martin Scorsese's films, like with Harvey Keitel and Robert De Niro and all those guys.
Yeah, like the Goodfellas.
Yep.
Yeah, but hey, listen. They say that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Now, this is the scenario I see, and I see history repeating itself, men, but with a slight variation. But you know, as we get into World War III, it's going to be like World War II in this sense. And John, you know that RBN gave out thousands of copies of Aaron Musso's recording on From Freedom to Fascism.
Yep.
And during World War II, we had Nazi Germany, and of course we had fascist Italy, and the puppet Pope had concordats with Il Duce, and he had concordats with Nazi Germany through Franz von Papen, the Vatican's man in the Nazi Party. During World War II, and at the height of all the concentration camps, slave labor camps, internment camps, it was business as usual at the Vatican. It was business as usual with the puppet Pope. So the scenario I see coming here now that America is fascist, now that America is a fascist nation, what I see, I see World War III coming, and they're going to need massive amounts in America here. We're going to need massive amounts of slave labor. But this time around, the slight variation is It's not going to be the Jewish people in the concentration camps here in America, in the work camps. Who's going to be in the work camps? What I call like the pesky protesting Protestant patriots.
David, you got to get to a point here. You're orating a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be business as usual with these puppet politicians and this puppet propaganda media and the puppet pope. And there's going to be a lot of fierce fighting before it goes all out nuclear. But that's how history is going to repeat itself in the near future. And during World War III, it's going to be business as usual with the puppet Pope Francis and with those puppet
politicians. David, I don't think that there's going to... The reason why there hasn't been World War III, you know, these were the bankers' wars. World War I and World War I Part II. This is before the bomb. With so many bombs out there, if you're getting your hat handed to you, so to speak, well, there's going to always be that danger that we'll go nuclear. Look, we live on the same planet. These people are not bulletproof and they're not radiation proof. Yeah, they've got a few bunkers here and there. Yeah, are they going to build their own little ark for survival? Yeah, maybe. But there's not going to be another world war because of the nuclear weapons. Because once that starts to happen, there's not going to be a safe place on this planet to really live. It's going to be the continued small wars. We're already in an economic war right now, have been for a long time. And it's been the bankers with the war on the people worldwide with their weapon of mass destruction, their funny money. So I don't see that a nuclear war in our future. Thank you for your call, David. I appreciate it. Let me go to Kim in South Dakota. Hello, Kim. Hello, Kim.
This is Kim.
Yeah.
Well, I can only donate $10 this month.
Okay.
But I donated last month, and I'm hoping hubby will work overtime, even though he's getting kind of old to work overtime. But, yeah, I plan on doing this once a month thing, and I got into the, I do the $5 or whatever it is a month, the archives.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, thank you for bringing that up. TVC, which is our new people, they've kicked the butt of the programmer, and what I'm being told is we're so close to restoring those archives, along with a missing month of May, please no more emails, that might be done as soon as tonight. But it is very, very close.
Well, the thing is, I signed up for it last month, but I haven't even used it yet.
Okay, so you didn't miss it.
No, but what I would like, can you send me some business cards?
Sure. Just, how are you doing the donation, dear?
Put me back over to your guy on a Visa.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, just tell him, you know what, go ahead and pull her down and transfer over to Julie, and she'll get your address and send you out some business cards. How's that?
That would be great.
Okay.
And then I got another thing.
Yep.
You know how they have, like, the want ads or people that are selling stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that on RVN? But we got to check them out and make sure they're reputable selling, like me, I was looking for
I don't know. I don't know whose show do you want me to displace to do that. That's the problem.
Oh, I thought we could just put it up as a typing thing.
You know what? That may be an idea. Let me discuss that with Mr. OCD during the break here. Tell you what, Kim, the board op's going to take you down, and we'll put you in the proper place. We'll take a break for 3 minutes. OB, Steve, Terry, and others will get to you. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Boy, over that 3 minutes, Kim, we just cooked up a scenario that we think we can make it fly. It'll be something similar to Craigslist, but it'll just be putting the person that's got something for sale, that somebody wants to buy something, and we don't play middleman.
Well, it is what she said, and they do it all around the country on local radio. The last place I was at, they called it Metro Fair, where people call to buy and trade and sell
right. Private
items over the phone. The issue with a national show like your show is how do you do that and make it local? Well, you do it online.
Yeah.
So let's say Kim in South Dakota has a dog she wants to sell. Well, someone else who's listening to that affiliate can get online and call Kim's local number and hook up with her and negotiate the deal.
Or they can just go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the page, and they can read and they can contact directly.
Well, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah.
None of this is going to be on the air.
Yeah.
You don't have to create another show.
And we can call it Republic Trading Post.
Okay, so they click on Republic Trading Post, the icon on the page. It pulls up everything in the nation that's for sale. And you go to that page as a listener, and you say, okay, let's see, in South Dakota, we can even divide it by states. You go down to your state, find your affiliate, and look, here's all the stuff that's locally available in my listening area.
We'll work on it.
You take a national platform and you localize it.
That's extra work, though.
Well, you have him do it.
I can barely get him to do what he's doing right now.
Well, I haven't made any money yet.
Maybe we can bring Bobby in.
No, Bobby's got a non-compete. Don't even go down that road.
All right. No. Get him under contract. All right. Thanks, Kim. I appreciate your suggestion. Obi in Colorado. Hello, Obi.
Hi, John. I just wanted to kind of let you know, since the last time that we donated, and I was a guy that gave you $20 when I only had 40.
Yes, sir.
And my wife has put us on a $10 a month plan.
Good.
So that it just comes out automatically like one of our bills.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we can't afford a cup of coffee from Starbucks. I haven't had one of those in 3 years.
Even if I had the money, I wouldn't buy it because their coffee sucks.
Yeah, I don't like it myself. So, but, you know, just to let you know, that try to get as many people as possible doing that, and that was our idea.
Well,
so that, you know, the money's there. You don't have to worry about it. You can do your show.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And Obi, you're exactly right. And right now I'm cutting an ad for donations by way of monthly support. And that needs to be a part of it. Since Robbie and Jeff have taken over the Republic Trading Group, fine gentlemen, do a great job, do a great show. They have raised the gold and silver sales of whatever is out there. They've raised that up a little bit. It's a little bit here, a little bit there. That all helps. But what we're doing here today is not for a monthly donation. What we're doing here today is a pledge drive. You got an extra 50 or 100 bucks that you won't miss. I'm not saying you will be, but I'm just saying that I've got to catch up with these bills before we roll over into next month. Because be honest with you, we're doing what we need to do to broaden this network. We're doing, what was the, we have done so much with so little for so long. You know, and it's getting tighter and tighter and tighter. So we're having to be a little bit more innovative. We're broadening the reach by way of the electronic stuff with the Android apps. We got the iPod app that's coming up in a couple of weeks. We're doing all that, and we're doing everything on the cheap. Whatever is out there that we can do to bring a service to people out there. We got the iTunes connected once again. So we're doing all of that, but working on all this other stuff, like I said, we had two guys that aren't IT guys that were doing IT work because I didn't have the money to go call an IT guy to pay him and say that, look, we need this fixed and we need it done in the next 24 hours. See, it is always about the money, sorry to say. But my God in heaven, for what we do with what the expense is, right? Don, you saw the expenditures per month. You saw what it takes to run the... And we're considering cutting out the KU satellite. Now, I don't know how many people listen to this network on those KU boxes. That's the old analog system. I don't know how many of you low-power FM rebroadcasters are using that. You've got to let us know. But that's another $850 a month expense to the network. And I don't want to cast it off. But here again, if we're going to offer all these different avenues of access to this network, we've got to pay the damn bill that I'm falling behind on. But every day we're moving forward with expanding the network. Here's the bottom line: the more people that listen, for one reason, this is why I'm doing this, to educate them, to bring more people into the tent. Because angry and confused people without facts are dangerous to themselves. Isn't there some kind of adage that goes along with that?
Yes, there is, and I don't know what it is.
You've had too much coffee today.
No, I mean, you wanted me to be introspective. I didn't know that went with radio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, John, I will say this. I had an eye doctor appointment today, and my eye doctor got one of your business cards.
Good deal. Does he have the eyes to see it?
It's a she, but...
Okay.
But, you know, we're spreading the word as best we can.
Good
and,
deal.
You know, since the last time I donated, you've gotten $20 more from us. So.
Well, hey, Obi, bless you, man. I appreciate it. I know you're not tripping over dollars and picking up pennies. You're working with pennies. And I understand and appreciate that. And quite frankly, it's embarrassing to me to have you put yourself out like that when there's so many other people out there that some are a little better off, but a lot are much, much better off. And it's not going to mean a damn thing anyhow, because when this thing blows up, it's not going to be about your job. It's not going to be about, you know, what vacation I can take this year, because you're not going to be doing it. But what we will have here is a place that people are going to be flocking to, because that's going to be the alarm clock that wakes them up. There is not going to be, in their perception, any tomorrow What just ran over me? Did anybody get the license plate number of that truck? And we plan on being here.
Well, I certainly hope so, John. And I'm going to let you go so you can take some other callers.
Thank you, Obie. I appreciate your call. 800-724-2719. Give Julie a call right now. I have forsaken the home bills, the mortgage payment. I'm getting woken up by bill collectors at 7:15 and 7:30 in the morning. I can't even get any sleep. At any rate, I don't care because my primary concern is this network of what we've built over 10 years. And I think it's pretty damn good. Steve in Massachusetts. We're running out of time, Steve.
Okay, John, I'll try to be brief.
Okay.
What I wanted to suggest is that I think Don was right when he said it earlier. A lot of people know what's going on. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
What the people need out there is a way for us to start winning. We've been playing defense, and we know what the game plan of the opposition is.
Yeah.
What we need is a way to beat them and win. You guys on that station with the talent that you have between people like Ralph Winterhout and Ron McDonald and mm-hmm. Clint Richardson and many of the others, if you can get a plan together to attack these people and sue them, and maybe the network gets the profit from the lawsuits that we bring against the people that are destroying this nation.
Well,
That's one method.
Yeah, well, Steve, I don't have time to go into a whole diatribe right now, but to sue these people and actually get a case into court, that takes a lot of time, and it does take money and preparation. I don't think we have that kind of time. Our best weapon, knowledge is power. We need to educate more. This is why I begged people. I don't care if you got to drag somebody into the tent kicking and screaming. Get them in there. One of these days they'll relent. They'll plop down in the pew and go, all right, give it to me. Let me have it all. That's what we're working toward. Education, knowledge is power. And it'll beat the pants off of their funny money power base every time. Steve, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Man, I'd love to sue him. Terry in Texas, we'll make you the last call, Terry.
Hey, John, while I was on hold, I got sidetracked there. You mentioned that you don't think that there's going to be an atomic war.
Nope.
I absolutely agree with that because that would shut down all the electronics that are going to be necessary to institute the one world order and the monetary system.
That's a great angle.
You mean a mega daddy EMP?
Yes, yeah. I live 1 mile from Fort Bliss, and I, the blast zone is 3 miles on a modern megatonnage bomb, and I wouldn't be here if I... All a person has to do is read the Bible. They can see that that comes much later after this thing. Now, listen, John, I was talking with an EMP and a fire guy that lived down south of me here, and I just stopped in there once in a while on my way to the store. I walk, you know, I don't drive.
Right.
And I got talking with him about the zombie thing, and I said, you guys train for zombie drills, huh? And he said, yeah, and then they confided in me that is actually code for welfare recipients, okay?
Terry, that's what we have said. Hey, I hate to cut you short. I appreciate your call. We're flat out of time here. Give us a call. We're not in fire Mach 3 with our hair on fire. My God, we're going down. But we've got to catch up with some bills and do it quickly, and I want to get on with regularly scheduled program. I don't even want to talk about this. I really don't. 800-724-2719. Call Julie up right now. $50 yesterday. I don't know what came in today. $40, $50. That ain't going to cut it. I can tell you that right now. Don Campbell, thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
Thank you for being here, folks. Drag somebody with you tomorrow.